Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It's Yeezer and Script on Fresh FM. It's 7:17. Not only is it Ome Hagelolo time and Osi Monica time, but it is also 650 million time.
Yes.
Shake one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it.
The tea on the streets. Get right into it. So this is exactly what you need to know today. So you were talking about it. You care about it. So it's important to us. So let's talk about Shapwa Kamanya's company, Amnix Trading, that was the talk of this country the whole weekend. For good reason, because two prominent local dailies reported that the company, Amnix Trading, that is owned by Mr. Shapwa Kamanya, won a two-year contract running into hundreds of millions to supply government with medical supplies, including a deal to supply condoms.
Even saying it like shocks you, now. Like hundreds of millions. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it hits
it's
your heart.
It's big money.
It's not come my hazard to change.
That I will never see in my life.
Yeah. It's big money.
Okay.
All right.
So Amnix Trading's 650 million Namibian dollars tender includes the supplying of surgical gloves for 400 million Namibian dollars. Condoms that will be supplied for 111 million Namibian dollars, and other medical supplies such as needles, blades, bandages, latex examination gloves, and also dressing pads. Okay, so what you need to know today is that the Central Procurement Board of Namibia held a press conference on Friday responding to some of the details as reported by print media.
So we did the due diligence. And we have their response ready, or their responses ready.
Okay.
Now, the Central Procurement Board of Namibia, via their head of administration, Abudi Amon, pointed out a couple of things. First things first, Amon said the awarding of medical supply tenders, which made headlines last week, is incomplete. Highlight the word incomplete. Is incomplete and will be revised. Explaining that the notice for selection of procurement award was not final and it may change upon the reconsideration of any issues that may be raised by bidders during the standstill period. Okay, so in layman's terms, the awarding of this medical supply contract to Abuti Shapwa's company, Amnix Trading, is not final, according to the Central Procurement Board of Namibia. That's one. Number two, Amon also continued to indicate that the board made quantity errors in their bidding document, and the revision of errors would decrease the suspected amounts. The board is said to be in the process of rectifying the computation errors and errors in stated quantities.
Sorry?
Meaning some of the numbers that you saw may be erroneous.
What?
Yeah, computation errors.
The computer.
Yeah, computer. Is
what's typing it? Oh, okay. I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, maybe it's new technology.
Yeah, maybe IBM days. I don't know. In 2023. Number three.
Okay.
In the same vein, Abudi Amon, on behalf of the procurement board, the Central Procurement Board of Namibia, addressed accusations of the possible awardee's company only being 2 years old. Now, I need you to listen very carefully here. It gets like a technical here. Amon refuted these claims and said Shapwa's company, Amnix Trading, has been in existence actually since 2012. According to documents in their possession, the procurement board's possession, explaining that the company was previously owned by pharmaceutical businessman Vikram Kumar, Nike, and South African national Chun Yen Wu, who both had a 50% stake in Amnix Trading back then, subsequently sold to the current owner, Kanyama, at the end of 2021. Do you see here? Number four, Amon also addressed the cost of one condom, as reported by the local dailies. Abudi Amon said it is the rate in the notice for selection procurement award, which is 100 Namibian dollars for a box of 111 44 condoms in a pack. Meaning, one condom actually will cost the government 69 cents. Lastly, records obtained by the local daily, the Namibian, from the Social Security Commission showed that Kanyama's NMIX trading employs just three people, right?
Yes.
He, Abudi Shapua, however, responded, insisted that the company actually employs 50 workers on a permanent basis and runs at full capacity with 80 staff.
Okay.
So that's what I have for you. That's what I broke down here. From the responses.
This is a lot to unpack, honestly. And I think also maybe because of, I don't know if I should say maybe because of the shock that we all just, you know, got when we read the initial articles last week, the conversation was mostly around the condoms. Because come on, man, like, no. Okay, but either way. So my question is right now, NSK, are you convinced at the response from the Central Procurement Board of Namibia? They were very, obviously very swift in their response, okay? They did not leave it until today or just, you know, address it like any other, you know, like most public institutions, if you will, right? Yeah. They addressed it head on. The same day, on Friday, when everyone was making noise about it, that's when they addressed it. So we want to know what your thoughts are. I want to pick your brain on this. Do you understand their response? Do you think it's valid enough? Yeah. The number is 0833001029.
I only have one question.
Okay.
If we are talking about $650 million here, I only have one question and one question only.
Okay.
One number, one nation. Now, I just want to know what is happening with that word. Is the gold still available? What? Because we see it's unfair.
Let's leave it at that.
Let's.